Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Michelangelo. Happy Friday. It's time for more classic A&G.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Okay, I found something really cool in the archives.
This clip is from 2011.
Jack takes his son to the playground for a nice, peaceful, calm day. Sam's going to be able to play outside. Everything's going to be great. Well, it didn't work out that way. There was drama at the playground. But the surprise at the park was that Jack and his son were going to be part of a sociology experiment. However, for the woman and the two teenage boys that were conducting this experiment, well, the experiment didn't go as planned, thanks to our own Jack Armstrong.
Had a couple of rainy days, so go to the mall where they've got this little playpen thing set up for little kids.
Nice.
Like they have in some malls. It's got big rubber walls and like rubber things to climb on in the inside, and it's made in the modern litigious society in sort of a you couldn't hardly get hurt if you tried sort of way, you know?
Right.
I mean, you'd have to climb up on top of one of these things and do a perfect dive onto your head, I think, to
probably repeatedly.
Repeatedly, probably, yeah. To hurt yourself, which is cool. But and my whole life, those of you who listen to the show for a long time know, my whole life, it has driven me crazy when people break rules. I don't know why I'm wired that way, but it just drives me nuts if people break rules. And one of the rules that they're just written on a little thing outside the entrance to this thing in a mall. There's not like a supervisor or anything like
right,
that.
Right.
But there's a little thing that says no food and drink. Everyone must take off their shoes, kids and parents. And if you're taller than the walls, you're too tall to be in here.
Right.
And I would like to do a study of parents who let their kids that are clearly too big to be in there with their shoes on run around. I would just like to do a study of that and know what's the general socioeconomic level, because because sure. It doesn't seem to me from looking at it that it's like a got anything to do with money or ethnicity.
What do they think? How do they vote?
Yeah, or how likely it is that they've committed crimes in the past? Or I don't know, what other traits go along with somebody who says, I don't care about that.
Right.
I don't care. My kid's going to wear his shoes and get the carpet all dirty and making a mess for other kids. And my kid's too big for this, but I'm going to let my kid play anyway. I don't know what your deal is. I would never do that. It drives me nuts, but that's fine. I mean, I realize that's the way life is, and if I let that get to me all the time, I'll go nuts. But I just, what is that? Do you know what that is?
I don't know. I don't know. I wish I'd been there to observe. In my experience, it's generally not very well educated people who act like that. Having spent nigh on two decades at various ball pits and McDonald's tunnel complexes
right.
and playgrounds of various sorts, I think it may have something to do with the whole attitude of the system that ain't my system.
Right. So because I'm aware that I'm going to be doing this for years, you know, I can't let that drive me crazy or I'll just never be able to do it. So I'm fine with that. There's some, you know, last time there were some bigger, wilder kids running around that made me a little uncomfortable because they're just going way too fast and
yeah.
they're too big and Sam's toddling around like a toddler, which is what it's freaking built for, you morons.
Right.
But so this time, Saturday, I'm there and these two high school boys come in that are bigger than me.
Holy
They're
cow.
Taller than me and heavier than me, wearing their dirty shoes, and they come in. And it's interesting that it matters to me at all that their shoes are dirty. But that bothers me also.
Again, unclean footwear.
Well, I got
another of your
cute little
pet
Sam running around in his sock feet,
right.
you know, on the supposed to be clean carpet playing on this stuff. So these two morons come in here and I'm just kind of looking, thinking, what's going on here? And then they start playing on this stuff and they're like flopping all over it. I mean, just arms and legs flying everywhere.
Oh,
and
man.
Sam is like backing off, like, what the hell's going on here? So I get up and I go over, hey, dudes, what are you doing here? You're too big for this. Get out of here. Or just playing, man. I said, get out of here. There's other places to play.
Right.
And the one kid says to me, we're doing a sociology experiment. I said, what? And then he says, Mom, and this woman over at the railing holds up a piece of paper. And I walk over, and she's holding a piece of paper that said something. I don't remember if it said community college or high school. It said something on there. So
yeah.
I said, what? She said, we're doing a sociology experiment about behavioral norms, studying behavioral norms.
All right. Now you got my attention.
I said, your experiment is scaring little children? She said, well, we're studying norms in society. I said, you're studying scaring my kid? That's what you're studying? I think you're a nut job. And she said, well, and she holds up the piece of paper. I said, get him out of here. And she kind of looks like this. And the one kid says, I told you, Mom. And the two doofuses walk off. And there's a husband standing over there, kind of with his hands in his pockets, like,
oh,
looking,
Jesus.
Like looking around, like trying to pretend
this was
like
a bad
he's not
idea.
There.
Something tells me that's not the first time that husband has been embarrassed by his wife.
God, people are stupid.
And she said, well, we're just doing an experiment. I said, get out of here. Do an experiment somewhere else.
I'm glad the husband didn't confront Jack. Otherwise, the scene would have gotten really ugly.
Well, they got the result of their experiment.
Yeah, and then I just thought.
You're it.
I thought as I walked by. Well, there's one thing I did I regret.
Oh, boy.
I was thinking, to what extent, looking back on this, do I regret any of this? I do not regret saying anything at all. Absolutely not.
The law frowns upon tasing a child.
No, I'll tell you the one thing I regret, just because it was stupid.
All right.
I'm going to say Jack grabs one of the metal swings and challenged the husband to a fight.
When I said to her, I think you're crazy, I actually did the finger thing.
Wow.
I looked at her, I said, I think you're crazy.
I don't know. Looking at you doing it.
Thought it was a little juvenile.
Oh, no, no. Well, oh, yes, it was a little juvenile, definitely. But the visual insult combined with the verbal insult, more multifaceted, multi-layered insult. I like it.
But what was weird to me is she had that, and you know, it was immediately what got under my skin, is I could tell by the look on her face, she had that weird stare of the academic. Of the like the person that's lost in the world of like studying things.
Yeah.
Your kids are flopping around and might hurt my little boy.
Right.
I don't effing care about what experiment you're doing for your community college
class. We
didn't
sign on for your freaking experiment, you lunatic.
But she had this weird, and she's actually writing stuff down while I'm talking. Yeah, she's at, because I am going to be the theme of her paper.
Right.
It turns out if you have your giant kids frighten other people's toddlers, they get upset about it. How
apparently,
interesting.
There is some resistance to the flouting of social norms.
Right.
What the hell?
Isn't that unbelievable?
What's the matter with people?
I don't know. Well, that's good. So, because the only thing I regretted was having made the little crazy.
Oh, no. I thought that was a nice touch. I'm crazier than you are. Yeah, very good. I like it.
And it's funny. Like it's the first time since I've had a kid that I completely turned into my dad. Because my dad absolutely would have gone over and said something to those high school kids exactly the way I did. I mean, exactly the same tone, said the same words. In fact, I think I've seen him do it when I was a little kid.
Need to get the tape of Jack laughing at me for correcting other people's children in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
Not once, but repeatedly.
These children were bigger than me.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to run screaming into the mall today with a meat cleaver in my hand. And then as people fall to the ground terrified, or they come up to me with guns and tasers, I say, I'm doing a college experiment on fear.
Right.
Come on. Except in my experiment, I'd have to actually stab people occasionally. I'm doing an experiment.
Stay here. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
I hate the public.
Yeah.
The public is stupid.
I hear that.
I really like that segment. I like the fact that Jack is so protective of his kids that he put that woman in her place. I've always hated it when teenagers play on playground equipment that's intended for little kids. So I really appreciate the fact that Jack stood up for not only his son, but for little kids in general. Plus, that segment was a great reminder on how time flies with your kids. In that segment, his son is 4 years old, and now his son is a teenager. So enjoy that time while your kids are still little, because they won't be little forever. They grow up fast. Well, I hope you enjoyed that classic A&G segment, and I'll be getting back into the archives and bring you more classic A&G next week. Until then, well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.